The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
It took less than 100 days to change America. Less than 100 days to take us down from that shining city on the hill.
I'm just so confused as to why Joe Manchin is a Democrat at this point in time. He is the roadblock between progressive Democratic ideals.
What the Biden administration wants to do is completely redesign the United States of America in a way that's contrary to the Constitution.
Now, from the relief Factor.com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
What the Biden administration wants to do is make the middle class reliant on the government forever. That's what's happening. I saw somebody say that over the weekend on one of the debate shows or one of the cable news shows, and it's, you know, like, yeah, that's exactly what's happening when you try to force Americans to be glued to government assistance. When you believe that big government is the way, wow. That's why we are where we are. The great Ronald Reagan, who said government, you know, is people who think the government is the problem or government is the solution don't realize the government's the problem. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing, but government is the problem. Big government is something that Democrats think COVID has opened the door wide open. And, you know, we're going to have a real battle within the Republican Party as we get closer and closer to the midterm election, which is just around the corner. Look at this. We're already into May of 2021. It feels like 2021 is flying by. And the establishment Republicans who hated Trump and hate the Trump era are back. And yet they're getting great pushback and they don't understand it. The Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, anti-Trump wing of the Republican Party is confused about 75 plus million Americans who will not be silenced. It's a fascinating thing to watch. Over the weekend, Mitt Romney was at the Utah Republican Convention and he got, you know, booed off the stage. And the reaction from Never Trump Republicans was predictable. This is crazy. This is the madness of the Republican Party. See, they want it back to the way it was. Those days are gone. We're not going anywhere. And establishment types don't get it. People that are stuck in the Beltway don't understand it. They have a complete lack of self-awareness, and they are desperately hoping we'll all go away. Here's a package from Fox 13 in Salt Lake City. This is Amy Ney, who handed off to Fox 13 reporter Ben Winslow, who summarized the really emotional, visceral, negative response that Senator Mitt Romney got when he attempted to speak.
What do you think of President Biden's first
Senator Mitt Romney facing an angry crowd at the Utah Republican Party convention yesterday. Utah's dominant political party holding its annual state convention. The first time Utah Republicans have been able to gather in person since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Fox 13's Ben Winslow was on this story for us yesterday, covering it throughout all the many fireworks there, you could say. Here's a recap.
The point of this political convention is to pick new party leadership, but Republican delegates turned on some of their elected leaders, including Senator Mitt Romney. Senator Mitt Romney was loudly booed by Republican delegates, so much so that he struggled to give his speech.
Thank you. So, yeah, I understand that I have a few folks that don't like me terribly much, and I'm sorry about that. But I express my mind as I believe is right, and I follow my conscience as I believe is right. And I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the current president's policies.
He also, not in that clip, is Romney saying, as you know, I wasn't a fan of the former president's character. Right, which is why you voted to impeach him twice, because you don't like the guy. Not that you really thought, apparently, that Trump committed any impeachable offenses. Well, Republicans in that room aren't going to forgive Mitt Romney. They're just not. And to follow the cue of how establishment Republicans, and certainly never Trump Republicans like Susan Collins, responded, I mean, this is what the Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney sort of way it used to be Republicans, this is what they're up against. Here's Susan Collins with Jake Tapper yesterday on CNN.
I was appalled. Mitt Romney is an outstanding senator who serves his state and our country well. We Republicans need to remember that we are united by fundamental principles such as a belief in personal responsibility, individual freedom, opportunity, free markets, a strong national defense. Those are the principles that unite us. We are not a party that is led by just one person.
Now, let me be really clear as I get your reaction to Mitt Romney being booed off the stage in Utah over the weekend. And our number is 1-800-655-MIKE as we kick things off here on a Monday, May the 3rd in the ReliefFactor.com studios. We have a line open for you, 1-800-655-MIKE. I don't like the image of Republicans booing a Republican like Mitt Romney. I definitely have some strong feelings about people like Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney. That's yesterday's way of doing things. And those kind of Republicans who want to return to that way, they're hoping, and that, let me just put it very bluntly, they hope the events of January 6th will erase 4 years of Donald Trump. And of course, again, they forget that in so doing, they want to erase the many, many millions of Americans who supported Donald Trump. They hope we'll go away. And we ain't going anywhere. And the Susan Collinses and Liz Cheney should not be in a leadership position in the Republican Party. And Mitt Romney needs to hear how Americans feel about his betrayal. And establishment Republicans better wake up and recognize that we're here to stay. You're not going to erase us any more than, you know, Facebook or Twitter is going to be able to erase Trump or Mike Lindell or anybody else they're trying to cancel, or any of us with conservative voices. Let's see. Let me get let me take your temperature on this. Take your pulse on Mitt Romney's experience at the Utah GOP convention over the weekend and the ensuing reaction. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. We have a line ready just for you. Your voice, your perspective, your call. Coming up.
Email the show, Mike@MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try it. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Falling in love was the last thing I had on my mind. Mike Gallagher.
We need to do more of that. We need to boo these people off the stage until they relent their errors.
Hey, Mike. Mitt Romney is the perfect example of betrayal. I would have booed him off stage, too.
And what establishment Republicans are refusing to understand is they're continuing to betray millions and millions of Republicans. What's the right way to navigate the Republican Party and this division, if you will, between the Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney old way of doing things and the Trump era? Do you agree with me that establishment types like Joe Scarborough, we're going to play a clip for you from him here in just a moment, because he's lamenting the booing and I don't love it. I'm not a big fan of seeing a Republican booed. On the other, and the reason I'm not a fan of it, not because I like Mitt Romney or particularly support him or agree with him. I frankly think a Republican doing what the mainstream media wanted and what the Democrats wanted, he's their best friend in impeaching, you know, voting to impeach and convict Trump twice is pretty unforgivable. But I also don't want to blow up the party and let the Democrats continue to be in control. They have a sliver of a majority. They have a slight edge in the House. They are tied in the Senate. Americans are rejecting the Biden overreach. We got to be smart. So what's the right way to navigate this? Is there room in the party for the Mitt Romneys and the Liz Cheneys? And I'll get the ball rolling as I start this conversation with you. I think there is. They just don't need to be in a leadership post. Liz Cheney shouldn't be in a leadership post. A Republican who voted to remove Donald Trump from office doesn't deserve to be in a leadership post in the Republican Party. Republicans should push back. And Republicans who ignore us, they don't understand the damage that they're inflicting upon the Republican Party. Establishment, the establishment GOP should embrace, should welcome, should recognize the grassroots effectiveness of the same people who voted for Donald Trump in 2016. We're not going anywhere. Don't they get it? Or do you think they're going to wish us away? What's the right way to proceed? 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Let's start with Joe. Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, Mike.
Good.
Thanks for having me. Let me talk.
Sure.
First off, guys like Mitt Romney, Toomey from Pennsylvania, Cheney from Wyoming, Collins from Maine, they have to go. They have to go. There has to be a clean sweep of these guys. And like your caller said, they're traitors. They betrayed the country. They betrayed the country. And I just want to say one thing. The reason I believe Trump was elected was to build that wall. And the biggest traitor of them all was that Paul Ryan, who would not bring up a wall vote at all in the House the first 2 years. And Paul Ryan is another guy that's got to be
2016. 2016, Joe, was a repudiation of the Paul Ryan style mainstream Republican politics that have been business as usual forever in Washington, right? I mean, that's what we said. We voted against that.
Yes, he hung on until 2018 and screwed everybody. Now, to be honest, I don't think the vast majority of the people who voted for Trump cared about getting rid of Obamacare, but they did want to have a wall built, because you could see now how important that wall is.
Oh, look what's happened. It's coming to fruition now. Let me play for you somebody from CNN I heard over the weekend, Pamela Brown, cut five. This is what the establishment doesn't quite get. And again, when you've got CNN on the side of Mitt Romney, you understand where Mitt Romney is and who he is.
And watching this Liz Cheney situation playing out is exactly why some Republicans are scared to speak out. That and then the Mitt Romney situation. But still, how much is this Republican silence over the years to blame for enabling Trump and his conspiracies, and letting it all fester among their base?
See what she did there? It's enabling. Yeah, no, you're enablers by failing to speak out. But this Liz Cheney situation where they're threatening her leadership post within the Republican Party, or Mitt Romney, this is why Republicans are scared to speak out, says the CNN anchor sympathetically. They ought to be scared. Republicans ought to be afraid, ought to be wary, and ought to be aware of millions and millions of Republicans who don't think the way they do, that don't want business as usual, that don't want big government and big Republicans with a capital R shoving their views down our throats. 1-800-655-MIKE. Do I have this right or wrong? 800-655-MIKE.
Mike Gallagher Show.
We're watching the Biden administration, things like H.R. 1, things that will decimate our economy. Democrats want to get rid of the filibuster. We're four seats away from taking a majority in the House and creating a stop on the Biden administration and their rampant progressive policies that will bankrupt this country.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I saw over the weekend they have finalized some plans for our big event coming up in Phoenix, and I can make the announcement. We are Arizona bound, because very excited to share with you our visit to the border. Kamala Harris won't go. The vice president doesn't seem to want to go to the border. Joe Biden doesn't want to acknowledge the crisis at the border, but of course, people in Arizona, people throughout the country know all about it. We're going to have Congressman Andy Biggs as part of our visit. We're going to travel to the border on Monday, May the 24th, and then Tuesday evening, May 25th, we're going to have a great conversation in person, in comprehensive conversation about the crisis at our border. We're going to talk about President Biden's first 4 months. Tickets for this event are limited, so I'm going to tell you right off the bat, don't put this off. Go to 960thepatriot.com. This event is going to be coming up Tuesday, May 25th, 6 p.m. at the Embassy Suites by Hilton Scottsdale Resort. Tickets are available. They got VIP seating. They've got general admission. With a VIP ticket, you're going to have the best seats in the house. You're going to get an autographed copy of Michelle Malkin's Open Borders, Inc. book. It's going to be a great evening, and it'll be good to be with like-minded people at the Embassy Suites in Scottsdale. For tickets, go to 960thepatriot.com, and they are limited. So I, obviously, for the world we're in, we can't have, we're not going to have wall-to-wall people like we normally would for an event like this. So, but we got a great, great capacity. So come out and join us Tuesday, May 25th. The main ballroom of the Embassy Suites at Scottsdale. Tickets are available at 960thepatriot.com. Quick note, too. I want to thank you on a personal level. It's the weirdest thing. My best friend, Joey Hudson, has it's so strange that I haven't seen Joey or his wife Peg in, you know, most the better part of a year because of the pandemic. They live in South Carolina. I live in Florida. But Joey and I both got hernias at about the same time. And I had my surgery, what is it now, 2 weeks ago Friday. I'm not 100%. I wish I was, but I feel great. Feel a lot better than I did. And unfortunately, Joey has had a very rough post-surgical time. He had his operation the other day. We both had laparoscopic. Joey's going to be fine. I asked you to pray for him the other day, and he is going to get through this, but he is having a tough, rugged time. There have been some, I don't want to say, I guess you could say complications, but nothing life-threatening, just a lot of pain, lot of misery for this poor guy and his poor wife, who has to be Florence Nightingale and take care of him. And it's tough. It has been a rough ride for him. And it breaks my heart. This is the kindest, you know, if you know him from the upstate of South Carolina, you listen to The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, you know what kind of person he is. Joey Hudson does the kinds of things in life. I mean, he's who you want to be when you grow up. He is a kind, loving, generous, giving guy. I am so lucky to have him in my life. My family and I absolutely adore Joey and Peg Hudson. They've got a beautiful network of extended family in the upstate of South Carolina and beyond. And so thank you for your prayers for Joey. He is going to be fine. He's just going through a really, really difficult time right now. I hate it. I hate it so much. And he doesn't deserve this. Nobody does, but especially him. So thank you for continuing to pray for him, for his healing and his recovery. And I know he is going to be as good as new very, very soon. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Let me go back to your calls and your reaction to Mitt Romney getting booed at the Republican convention in Utah over the weekend. Here's Joe Scarborough, a rhino establishment guy, if there ever was one. Joe Scarborough is rich and famous from MSNBC for a reason. This is not I mean, he used to love Trump. He and his wife, Mika, they used to hang out with Trump. But, of course, that doesn't work when you're an MSNBC anchor. This is what works now at MSNBC.
Well, you know, my squishy former Republican friend, I had a 95% lifetime ACU rating. The other 5%, they just scored them wrong. And so it's so fascinating when I have people come up to me in the airports and say, oh, I liked you when you used to be a conservative. And I'm saying, so tell me ideologically, other than not supporting Donald Trump, name an issue I've changed on. And of course, they can't, because it's not about ideology. It's not about ideas. It's not about the things that have shaped Republican debates and have shaped conservative debates and have shaped debates in America over the past 240 years. It's nothing but tribalism. And this personality cult. And Charlie, our party has had a lot of flaws, but could you ever imagine we would get to this point where, again, ideology didn't matter, a 95% lifetime rating didn't matter, Liz Cheney's 95% ACU rating didn't matter. It's all whether you support and are a member of this personality cult or not.
What they don't understand, and what Joe Scarborough never has understood and never will, is that the Trump era is an ideology. It is a philosophy. It is a resistance to the status quo. And the best example I've got of the ineffectiveness of people like Joe Scarborough is that at one point when we have the House and the Senate, led by people like Paul Ryan, they didn't move. They didn't advance the agenda at all in the way Trump wanted them to move. They're incapable of it. And that's why voters turn to Trump. Voters turn to people like, I mean, go down the list. Go to Ron DeSantis and these governors. I saw Laura Ingraham had a big special the other night with a bunch of Republican governors who are fighters, who are anti-establishment. We've got to do better. We've got to do it a different way. Doug, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hey, Doug, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Appreciate your call. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. By the way, this is an excellent topic because I was basically almost willing to check out. I've been a Republican since 1976 when Reagan lost to Gerald Ford at the convention, and I just got discouraged. I am not discouraged by the left. I do not fear the left. I fear our inability to fight. When you're in a battle or when you have an ideological war, you have to look at your side. And for 40 years, we have a record of gracious losing, where the only time you're conservative is basically when you're running, and then you worry about talking sweet and losing graciously.
Right.
And
right.
So the big question becomes, what's the difference between an establishment Republican and a Democrat? Because the establishment Republican will not fight for the issue.
Right. Right.
So he will always lose to the liberal, so there is no difference.
That's a terrific observation. That's a great takeaway. Look at what Scarborough says to people who fight. Well, it's a personality cult. They want to make it all about the cult and the personality of Trump, and they're hoping that the 4 years of Trump was a blip. You and I are hoping that it's the new way the Republican Party does business.
Yes, I hope it is the new us. During the Civil War, while the North was losing, they were obsessed with what the South was doing with the Army of Northern Virginia. It turned around when some brash, hard-mouthed, hard-drinking general came in, Grant, who during the Battle of the Wilderness, and everybody was running scared because they're always worried what the opposition is doing. He stood there in the middle in the battle and says, I don't want to hear what they're doing. Let's figure out what we're going to do.
What we're going to do. And then let's fix it. No, Doug, that's a and it's a great metaphor for the woke culture we're up against, this whole cancel culture. If you're always afraid of gaining, and that's the establishment to a T. I know people like this. I know people pretty well like this. They're only worried about being approved by the left leaning media establishment types and the machine. And they just want their blessing and they don't want to push back. They don't want to get in trouble. And who does? Nobody wants to get, canceled. But you're either going to stand up and be heard, like those people did when they booed Mitt Romney, or you're going to be compliant and you're going to be subservient. You're going to do what they tell you to do. What are you about? 800-655-MIKE. Wait till you hear about the guy on the Southwest Airlines flight who got kicked out of a plane, removed from a Southwest Airlines flight because he didn't put his mask over his mouth between bites of his Twizzlers. I kid you not, but that is the policy, and you better be aware of it. If, like me, you're getting ready to start flying again a lot, you better make sure you mask up and follow their orders, or you might get removed from an airplane, which is a pretty mortifying place to be. I'll tell you all about that coming up.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
Hi there, Mike. I was just listening to Joe Scarborough on your radio show. I threw up in my mouth just a little bit. That guy is anything but a conservative, and he undermines any conservative principle. Forget Donald Trump. He undermines any conservative principle by writing down any conservatives and by writing down conservative policy.
It's interesting how they like to bring on the Republicans that will stand up for the Mitts and the Lizes, you know, when things come against them, because the Democrats need that support.
Both Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney have made a huge mistake in politics and in life, and that is that they are self-righteous.
A lot of self-righteous Republicans out there, aren't there? Very funny text on the MyPillow text line. Hey, Mike, Abe Lincoln said about General Grant, finally, I found a general who fights. One of his aides said, but Mr. President, he's a drunk. Lincoln said, find out what he drinks and send a case to all my generals. The texter says that reminds me of Donald Trump and the Trump era. I agree. Totally agree. I mean, we've got to fight or we're going to lose this country. We're facing a real epic battle here. This is an Armageddon kind of a thing. I mean, Biden's agenda, the economic plan would literally redistribute the wealth. Great editorial I'm going to share with you today from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Joe Biden's staggering agenda proposes the biggest empowerment of the public sector in the history of the United States, if not the world. There is no longer any doubt that today's Democrat Party has the ambition to groom a new generation of loyal voters by expanding, creating, and nurturing government dependency. That's what this is about, and we know it. And we got to be smart. And we better win next year, or we're continually facing the destruction of this country. And I mentioned the MyPillow text line. Incidentally, I want to give you a heads up because have I got the perfect Mother's Day gift for you? Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. The premium pillow is the premium queen MyPillow is normally $69.98. I got a queen premium for a queen, your mom, in time for Mother's Day, $69.98, $40 off when you enter the promo code MikeG. $29.98 for a premium pillow. $29.98 with promo code MikeG. Now, if you pay a little more and get the expedited shipping, you'll be able to get it to mom in time for Mother's Day. Same with the brand new My Slippers. These slippers are extraordinary. 40% off. They're moccasin slip-on. Get them for mom. Brand new slippers, different colors and styles. 40% off when you use the promo code MikeG. For any of the MyPillow products, you'll be able to get it to mom in time for Mother's Day. When you pay for the expedited shipping, go to MyPillow.com. Look for the little Mike Gallagher listener special box. Click on that box, and when you order anything, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG so we can save you a bunch of money, including the premium Queen MyPillow for just $29.98 for mom for Mother's Day. In time for Mother's Day, when you order now, go to MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
The best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. So I met this guy last week, interviewed Avi Mandel. I'm going to play the interview for you coming up. It's an extraordinary story. The guy got kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight. You know what his crime was? He didn't put his mask over his mouth and nose between bites of his Twizzlers. And I didn't know what he... I mean, I've never even heard of this. Do you think it's crazy to put your mask over your mouth between bites? If you were sitting in a restaurant and the restaurant said you got to put your mask on between bites, would you not think that the restaurant owner was crazy? Do you know that as of February 2nd, wearing a mask or face covering on planes and in airports is federal law. And listen to this. This is the policy by the federal government regulating air travel. Prolonged periods of mask removal will not be permitted for eating or drinking, and the mask must be worn between bites and sips. I can't even begin to imagine what it's like to try to eat a Twizzler and put my mask on between bites. Does that mean as you're chewing? Does that mean after you tear off the people. Wait till you hear my conversation with Avi Mandel. It's a must listen. Because this guy, he literally got yanked off of the flight. They took the plane, they were out on the tarmac. They went back to the gate and removed the guy. And he is a respectful, polite, really interesting guy. My conversation with Avi Mandel. So you know what we're up against. All ahead on the Mike Gallagher Show.